Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Ogilvie steals second. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Kendall moves to third. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris who is chasing the ball. Ogilvie reaches third base with a triple. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. Carty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norris tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carty moves to second. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Duffy scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fidrich fields it and has Kuiper trapped. There's the throw to Fuentes and over to Mankowski, who tags Kuiper for the out. Date moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Date scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Kim and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-2 in the game. Kim strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Norris throws the ball into Bell, who tags LaFleur trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb who is chasing the ball. Thompson reaches third base with a triple. Stanley scores. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Tigers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to home to get Thompson. Ogilvie moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mankowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians. 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.